Section 1. You will hear a conversation between an optometrist and a patient who has come for an eye test. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good morning, can I help you?
Yes, I'm here for an appointment at 10 o'clock with the optometrist. I'm a little early, I know it's only 10 to 10.
Are you Simon Lee?
Yes, I am.
The time of the appointment is 10 o'clock. So 10 a.m. has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm here for an appointment at 10 o'clock with the optometrist. I'm a little early. I know it's only 10 to 10.
Are you Simon Lee?
Yes, I am.
I'm Rachel White, the optometrist here today. Come in and take a seat.
Thanks.
Before we test your eyes, I just need to get a few details from you. So, Simon, what's your full name?
Simon Anthony. That's A-N-T-H-O-N-Y. And my family name is Lee. L-E-E.
Mm-hmm. And your date of birth, Simon?
The 1st of June, 1989.
The 21st of June?
No, the 1st of June.
Oh, whoops, sorry. 1989. Ah, same year my son was born. What's your current address?
I'm living at a hall of residence.
Which one?
At University Hall, not far from here, in Adams Terrace.
University Hall. And do you have any medical insurance?
Yes, I'm fully covered.
And who are you insured with?
I'm with Health for Life.
Healthy Life.
No, people always get that wrong. It's Health for Life. They're part of some big insurance company.
Good. Now, Simon, have you ever had your eyes tested before?
Yes, once, but not recently. It was when I was still at school.
So, roughly when would that have been?
Probably around September 2007. No, on second thoughts, it must have been the year before. September 2006. And my eyesight was fine then.
But you're having a little difficulty now, are you?
Well, yes. Since I started at university, I've been having difficulty with distance vision. I can't always see things in the distance.
Well, let's have a look. Now, I'm just going to cover your left eye. Can you read the top line?
Yes. R, B, Q, S.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
Well, Simon, your eyes have obviously got a little worse since your last test, and I think you're going to need to wear glasses. Not all the time, and not so much for reading or close work, but definitely for driving.
Right, yes, I thought that was probably the case.
So now you need to choose some frames. There's a wide range to choose from, as you can see.
Can you give me some idea of the difference in cost? I quite liked the idea of some frameless glasses.
Did you? Well, the prices vary enormously, like everything, but the frameless ones are the most expensive. The cheapest are the ones with the full frame.
Perhaps I'd better go for those.
Or why not try these ones with the half frame?
They're not too bad.
Yes, they look quite nice, and they're strong. Far less likely to break than the frameless ones.
Oh, that's a good point. Okay, I think I'll take those ones.
Huh. If you pop back next Monday, I should have them ready for you, and you can pay for them when you pick them up.
Thanks very much. Can I pay by credit card?
You can, but there'll be a slight charge if you do that.
Right. I'll pay by cash then, if you don't mind.
No problem. Cash, credit card, debit card, all the same to us. See you on Monday.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section two.